You're listening to On Assignment by God, the daily blog and podcast. What did the Lord God say to me this morning? Hey, what's up, everybody? Good morning, and welcome to another episode of On Assignment by God, the daily blog and daily podcast. I am your host, Fun Strong James, and this morning, I'm in a season of learning. It's like the more I learn, the more things change in my life. You know, there's something to be said about learning things you didn't know and making the necessary adjustments immediately. And I was thinking this morning, where is it that we do this with no hesitation? And of course, I thought about the workplace. When there is something new to be learned, a new system, a new process, a new manager, a new style, a new protocol. When we learn something new, we begin immediately making the necessary adjustments in our day-to-day lives. Matter of fact, sometimes we have to arrive earlier for the new process or the new management or the new protocols. Like, we make adjustments when we learn something new. We do it all the time in the workplace. But for whatever reason, when it comes to our lives, we often tend to hesitate on making the adjustments. You know, have you thought about that? Or maybe you hadn't. Maybe now it's a great time for you to think about it. Like, we tend to hesitate on making adjustments when we learn something new for our life. And it's quite interesting too, because at the workplace, you know, if you don't make the necessary adjustments, your performance and even your job could very well be on the line. But when it comes to our lives, what about your eternal life? Is a job more important than your eternity? I think not. So I want to start off the podcast. Clearly, I've already started it, but I just want to start off talking about making the necessary adjustments once you learn a new thing, once you get knowledge about a thing. So if you're ready to rock with me, let's do it. So last week, no, it wasn't last week, Fun. It was the week before. It was the first week of July. I attended a conference called Millions Conference, hosted by Tiffany Montgomery. And at the conference, there was a woman that I know God used to give me specifically a message. A woman by the name of Bev Tucker, B-E-V, Tucker. Bev Tucker, Minister Bev Tucker, opened my eyes, y'all, to a bunch of stuff. I'm talking about a bunch of stuff. Bev went in, okay? Bev went in. Bev has a book, and I got mine off of Amazon, called Setting the Captives Free. It's a deliverance manual. And y'all, I learned so much about how we give the enemy legal access into our lives. Now, I'm not going to try to break all of it down, but just know you're a spirit being. I'm a spirit being. And when we are born again believers, we accept the Holy Spirit in our lives. He operates in us. And the enemy can only operate, because the enemy is a spirit too, the evil spirit. Okay, the enemy can only operate when given legal access. Okay, legal access, meaning like the Holy Spirit is living on the inside of us because we have accepted him as our Lord and Savior. We've accepted Jesus Christ, right? So the enemy can get legal access through someone. Like, you literally can, you know, the enemy can get legal access into your parents, your children, your coworkers, anybody who allows him to have legal access in their lives. But anyway, like I said, I don't want to go all the way into that because it's a lot of learning that comes with that. But I encourage you to learn it if you don't know it. If you don't know, like, how these things are happening in your life, like struggle and anxiety, panic attacks, just generational, you know, things that, like, man, that keeps happening. Divorce, sickness, premature death, you know, early deaths, the young death, like all these different things. You want to know why that stuff is happening. And so as you begin to seek the Lord, he'll begin to reveal things to you. And so, like I was saying, I'm at this conference. It was a virtual conference, so I was at it, you know, virtually. But she was talking about how we give the enemy legal access into our lives so like he can operate legally and do the things that he does. And, you know, like I said, I'm just coming into the knowledge of a lot of things, right? I'm just coming into the knowledge of a lot of things that I've learned just from attending this conference and reading, studying my word and praying and just having a more intimate relationship with Holy Spirit. And he said to me this morning, he said, as you come into the knowledge, be quick to repent and obey my commandments. That's what he said this morning. As you come into the knowledge, like as you come into this, as you learning all this stuff, and I need you to be quick to repent and obey my commandments. 1 John 1:9 says, but if we confess our sins to him, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all wickedness. The Holy Spirit said to me, don't just learn better. Don't just be learning better. I need you to do better and do what my word says do. Not just do better, do what thus says the Lord. Do what my word says do. So when you look at the word repent, it means to turn away, right? That's what repent means, to turn away from the wicked, to turn away from sin. And y'all, I remember back in college, I was doing a lot of repenting, okay? I mean, a lot. I would commit the sin and then ask for forgiveness, like within an hour of doing it, right? But the part that I didn't do was turn away from it. I was pretty much taking what Jesus did on the cross for me for granted. And I was doing it in tears. See, I sincerely wanted to be forgiven, but what happened was I found myself right back doing the same thing. I read this today and it really explained to me what I was missing back then. And I say back then, but back then could have been last week, you know, whatever it is, whatever sin that you're dealing with, you know, I refer back to college a lot because it was a lot of sinning going on when I was back in college. I'm just being real, you know, transparent with you. But it was stuff that happened after college too. So I ain't gonna act like I was just a goody two shoes after college because I wasn't. But I just remember back in college, I was sin. And then I'd be like, Lord, forgive me. I'm not gonna do that again. Lord, I'm sorry, Lord. I know I said I was sorry yesterday. I said I was sorry a week ago. And I'm back in this same position. And I would just be sad and just crying, asking for forgiveness. But I would find myself right back in the same position, same, doing the same thing. And so I read this today. And like I said, it really broke it down for me. It says genuine repentance will lead to a different relationship and attitude towards sin. False repentance never leads to a turning away from sin. Y'all, I'm gonna read that again. Genuine repentance will lead to a different relationship and attitude towards sin. When it's genuine, like when it's real, genuine means real. When it's real, when you repent for real, that leads to a different relationship and attitude towards the sin. But when it's false repentance never leads to a turning away from sin. So that means I was doing more false repenting than anything. And I was false repenting even with tears and snot. Like, your crying and being emotional about it don't make it more genuine. It doesn't. And that's what I realized. Like, I wanted to be forgiven. I sincerely wanted to be forgiven. But I didn't. My attitude toward the sin didn't change. And definitely my relationship toward the sin didn't change. Because I found myself right back doing the same thing. Is that you today? Is there something that you know good and doggone well that's sin? That goes against what God says do in his word. It's sin. And you asking for forgiveness, but you're not changing. Like, it's not leading to a different relationship and attitude towards the sin. Like, you should despise it. You should just like, oh, I just can't stand that. Like, it shouldn't be where you just go right back into it and then be like, well, I'm just have to ask for forgiveness again. No, that ain't you fooling yourself. Okay. You're fooling yourself. That's false repentance. It does not lead to turning away from sin. And so we don't need to be walking around falsely repenting and thinking, you know, posting scriptures and thinking like, Lord, forgive me. You know my heart. Yeah, he does. He really does know your heart. You are the one that don't know your heart. Like, you don't know that your heart is not sincere and that it's not leading to a difference in your relationship towards sin. Biblical repentance is a change of mind and heart about sin when you biblically repent. So back then, and even be, you know, post college, I was repenting for stuff I was doing, but it wasn't genuine because it didn't lead to a different relationship. My heart didn't change. My mind didn't change about it, because if my heart and mind had changed, I wouldn't find myself still doing it, especially on the regular basis that I was doing it. You know what I'm saying? But biblical repentance, it is a change of mind and heart about sin. It's a change of mind about who Jesus Christ is and what he has done for you and me. And it leads to a turning away from sin. Like, when you just think about who Jesus is and what he's done for you and what he's done for me, like, I just don't want to disappoint him. And I remember back in college, I did not have that mindset. I wanted him to forgive me. I wasn't thinking about what I was doing as it relates to him. Like, I didn't think about hurting him. I was just like, Lord, don't hurt me for what I'm doing, which is, you know, selfish. I wasn't thinking about him dying on the cross for me to cover my sin. Like, I didn't have that mindset. I was just like, Lord, I don't want to be, you know, I don't want to catch nothing. I don't want to, you know, be caught up in those situations. I don't want to, you know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't want the consequences, literally. It didn't have nothing to do with my mind or my heart. It was just all selfish. Like, I didn't want to be reprimanded or get the consequences of my sin. So it was false repentance. Like, I didn't have real biblical repentance because my heart and my mind had not changed about the thing. Because if it had, it would have led me to turn away from it. If I had just thought about who Jesus is and what he has done for me, you know, like, now when I think about it, it's like, you couldn't pay me. You couldn't pay me to do nothing that the Lord has said, don't do that. Like, you couldn't pay me to do it because I would not do it. Okay. Decline. So this morning, though, as I was going through Bev Tucker's deliverance manual, I came into the knowledge of a lot of entry points and doorways that evil spirits have used to get into my life. And so I started today breaking those legal rights, like, today. Like, I'm about to be free over here. Okay. I started today breaking the legal rights of those evil spirits through specific prayers that I was praying this morning, because there are some specific things that you have to pray. Like, we got to know you got to know what to say to break that stuff, to annul it, to cast it out. You got to know, you know, you listen, it's knowledge, y'all. It's knowledge. We got to get the knowledge. We got to get the knowledge. And I just want to encourage you all today to not settle for what you think you know. Don't settle for what you think you know. Don't settle because you've been in church your whole life. Or for those of you who are newbies to Christianity and to, you know, salvation. Like, don't settle for thinking like, well, I gave my life to Christ and that's it. No, it's a lot of stuff we don't know. And the enemy is perfectly okay with you not knowing. He's perfectly fine with it. But that's why we have to, Hosea 4:6 says, my people are destroyed from lack of knowledge. We are destroyed from lack of knowledge. We can't be, y'all, we can't be out here not knowing. We can't be out here false repenting. Like, it's so much stuff. I can't put it all into this one podcast. But what I can encourage you to do is seek God. Seek him every day. That's the only way that I have learned all the things that I've learned. God is no respecter of person. Like, I'm not anybody. You know, I mean, I'm special. Yes, of course. I'm chosen by God. But I'm not special as far as when it comes to learning and getting knowledge. Like, open your word. Seek him and he'll direct your paths. He'll show you, you know, like this conference I went to. He'll show you who to connect with, what conferences to go to, who to listen to. But at the end of the day, the word of God, that's it. Like, get knowledge. Get knowledge. Okay. Proverbs 2:6. Let me read it. It says, for the Lord gives wisdom, from his mouth come knowledge and understanding. So today, y'all, get knowledge. Don't just be out here walking around not knowing. Using that phrase, people say, what you don't know won't hurt you. A lie. That's a lie from the pit of hell, okay? What you don't know will hurt you. Like the Bible says, we perish for lack of knowledge. So you know that's a lie. So don't be walking around with all these old little sayings and stuff like that. We got to be careful what comes out of our mouth, okay? All right, y'all. All right, as we wrap up this episode, get knowledge episode, because I want you to get knowledge in this episode, and I want you to continue after the episode to get knowledge. But I want you to get these assignments first. Number one, what did the Lord God say to you in your conversation with him this morning? And number two, what have you learned new from studying the Word of God today? And then, have you applied it? See, we can learn new things. Like I said in the podcast, you know, when new things happen at the job, we do it. But when it comes to our lives, when we learn new, do we do it? Do we do better? So what have you learned new from studying the Word of God? And have you applied it to your life yet? That's it, y'all. That's all I got for you today. I'll pick right back up tomorrow. Thanks for listening. I'll talk to you then.